The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to offer you just a few, an idea for how you might practice here today. I'm very fond of the English expression breathing room, and I think people use it when there's space for them. You've been claustrophobic indoors and you go outdoors and it's spacious and there's breathing room, or a crowd of people are hovering over you and you say, I need breathing room. And you're basically asking them to give you more space so that you can be there without being crowded. And so the same way, and I like it because the word breathing, because that's often the center of focus for mindfulness practices, mindfulness of breathing. But as we breathe, to have this idea, you're giving breathing room for whatever is happening for you. You're giving breathing room for breathing. You're giving breathing room for your feelings, your emotions, your body, your experience. Rather than having a project about what's happening, a project to change something, get rid of something, fix something, solve something, understand something, there's no projects in mindfulness. It's just giving things breathing room, giving things space in the field of awareness, and see what happens, see what unfolds in that. Some things, when there's breathing room, some things that need to be released will release themselves. When there's breathing room, some things which need to grow and evolve will grow and evolve. A lot can happen as you give space for what's there, to just be there. And if you want to do anything about it being there, think of it, your task is to give it more space. Your task is to, the space of awareness, give it more room. Just give it room to breathe in, to grow in, to dissolve in, you know, whatever it needs to do in that greater space of awareness. So thank you for being here. And I hope you enjoy this morning of practice.